Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. This is music. Welcome back to my podcast, Navigating the Customer Service / Call Center Industry. This is episode 6, and this is the last episode of this particular podcast. I really have enjoyed recording all of what I have recorded, but I really feel like this is it. This is everything. You guys have pretty much learned everything that you needed to learn. You've heard everything you needed to hear. So I wanted to kind of end it by just giving you some little tips and tricks, you know, some little aids or advice. You may have heard me already say this in previous episodes, but I just wanted to end it with just some little reminders. Like I said, some refreshers, some little things that would help. So episode 6 titles is Little Things to Remember. So I think one of the things to remember throughout your process when you're on the phone or in an email or on a chat with the customer service agent is to remember that that person who you're talking to is human as well. Now there are some robotic processes. So I'm not talking about those. I'm actually speaking on when you're talking physically with someone over the phone. You know, I just think if you remember that that person is a person just like you are, then that kind of helps set the groundwork. It kind of helps lay the foundation that that person is just a person like you. And while you may be in a moment of frustration or a moment of irritation or a moment of what have you, that person is a person as well. So I think sometimes if we just can remember to just take a breath in that moment, just to say, hey, I know I'm mad right now, and it may sound like, you know, I'm yelling at you, but I'm not. You know, just taking time to even say that kind of lets that person know to not take it personal. And you're not really mad at them. You're kind of mad about what happened. And if you do find yourself mad at them, then still that just that breath kind of helps you just tell your brain, say, hey, I know I'm feeling this right now, but let me just try to word this in a way so I can let the other person know that this is what's going on. I think I've said this before, but I just want to say it again. Another thing I feel that helps is that when you already have what you feel that you need to be ready before the call, that definitely helps. So if you know if you're calling in somewhere, you know you need your account number, if you know you need your credit card, already have that when you're calling. I find that a lot of times consumers are calling when they are driving. I don't find that is the best practice because they usually have to pull aside the road and get what they need. And we already know that there are laws in place about texting and driving and talking and driving. Some people do have car phones. Everybody's not able to have that. So I would definitely recommend, you know, just pulling on your hazards lights, pulling to the side of the road and just taking care of your business. Or to just try to, you know, look at your schedule and see when you actually have that time to devote to about whatever time you think it's going to take to speak to that person. So that way you can have all what you need, you can handle what you handle, and you won't be in a rush. Another tip I feel that is helpful is that even when you are mad, even when you're upset, try to refrain from using vulgar language. You know, nobody wants to sit on the other end of the phone and get cursed out. Nobody wants that. It's not a part of our job description as customer service representatives. It's not a part of our job description. So as frustrated as you are, as angry as you feel, as irritating as it may seem, just try not to use vulgar language. It just makes the call go south. It makes it head in a direction that is not productive or conducive to the purpose of the conversation, which is to help you so that way you can get whatever you need to be accomplished. I kind of want to debunk a myth with this next one. So the next one, and it may be kind of startling for some people to hear this, but I'm just going to say it because I feel that it needs to be said. The customer is not always right. I think this type of thinking really kind of puts people in the position to where they never feel like they can be wrong. And I really feel that that's a I really feel like that's a difficult position to put yourself in, because you don't allow any room for anyone to kind of offer you any constructive criticism or a different way to go about how you're doing what you're doing and how we can best work towards the situation. So I don't know who came up with that, but I'm a firm believer that we are all human. Nobody is perfect. So if nobody's perfect, then nobody can always be right. We always have to allow some room for wrong. That way we can realize when we are wrong and when we are right. But the whole mindset of that the customer's always right, I don't agree with. Like I said, it's just my opinion. I don't think it's a great foundation to start off with. And it kind of sets the groundwork for the conversation to go in a direction that nobody really wants to go in. So if you have that kind of air or that kind of predisposition upon approaching someone in a conversation like that, and you always think the customer is right, then that conversation is probably not going to turn into a productive one, and the solution is not going to be reached right away. It usually is reached like later on down the line, then you find yourself on the phone for 15 minutes. Another great tip to remember, I believe, is to just remember that sometimes things don't happen right away. Sometimes we as customer service representatives have to do research, have to go this, and sometimes we have to give you a call back, and sometimes we cannot call back. Not because we don't want to and we can't keep our word, but because we may have gotten busy with something else, something may have came up. You know, I really think it's the best practice for, you know, everybody to take accountability. So, you know, if I, you know, just speaking for myself, if I did mean to call a customer back and I couldn't, I would say that when I call. You know, I would just be like, okay, you know, I'm so sorry I didn't call you on this day. I got a little tied up. I was busy doing something else. I got, you know, it slipped my mind, but I'm calling you back today. You know, so, and most people understand that, you know, I do think that sometimes we do get to deal with people who are a little bit difficult, but for the most part, you know, people will understand that. I think that's a separate step in its own, you know, so I definitely want to mention that as well, you know, a separate step or trick is just to understand that communication goes a long ways and it works both ways. So sometimes you have to really elaborate to the person what's going on so that way they can understand. Sometimes just giving someone a brief synopsis of the scenario is not enough. So I really feel that really helps with the particular interaction with customers or consumers and the customer service representative. Now, I make no excuses for anyone who is having an attitude or anything like that. I just find that, you know, you have to roll with the punches, and you have to be able to find out how to navigate around that. Because if you respond attitude with attitude, then normally what happens is that conversation is not going to turn out the way that you want. So, you know, some people say fight fire with fire. Some people say eye for an eye. You know, I would definitely say fight fire with water. I'm not trying to ignite you. I'm trying to find the best solution that works for both of us, mainly for you, and to have this go in a positive direction. I think those are some great tips for you guys just to remember. As far as for this episode, that is it. I really thank you guys for taking the time out to listen again. I really enjoyed recording all 6 of these episodes, and I'm so sorry that this had to end. You know, I would definitely love to be on some type of forum where I could talk about this in like a public sector, but until that happens, you guys can just listen to this. It kind of sets the groundwork for how to navigate it, how to do it, how to get through it in a non-aggravating way. So again, this is music and this is my podcast, Navigating the Customer Service / Call Center Industry. This has been episode 6. Little things to remember. Thank you for tuning in. Bye.